In the shadow of the veil, could God's hiddenness have a purpose? When the sky feels empty and the prayers seem to rise into silence, there's a quiet weight that settles in the heart. The question rises like mist from cold stone floors. Could God's hiddenness have a purpose? We've all been there, where the presence we felt so close now feels distant, almost withdrawn. There's always something shadowy about the sacred in Christian Gothic. Cathedrals have spires that pierce the night, stained glass holds colors that only come to life when light struggles through them, and the deepest chapels have candles burning low and a lot of silence. It's not absence that makes God hidden. It's a sacred reserve that invites something more than just certainty. It's all in the Bible. The same God who walked with Adam in the cool of the day hides himself from Moses except for a peek at glory after he passes. The prophets cried out into what felt like emptiness. The psalmists asked how long the silence would last. Even the Son, hanging on the cross, spoke of being abandoned. Yet none of those moments were portrayed as failures of divine care. In the dark as well as in the light, they're part of the larger story of redemption. Hiddenness creates space for seeking. When everything's obvious, the heart becomes passive. When the path's perfectly lit and we know where we're going, we don't need to rush. But when the road winds through fog and the next step is only partly revealed, something awakens. The soul that searches becomes a soul that learns to listen more carefully, to notice the smaller movements of grace that wouldn't otherwise be noticed. Desire deepens, attention sharpens, and we lean forward. Shadowed corridors in Gothic architecture aren't empty. They're filled with possibility. In the absence of easy consolation, a lot of refining happens. Faith that doesn't face silence can be thin. It's dependent on constant emotional reinforcement. Faith that walks through seasons of divine reserve learns a different strength. It learns to trust the character of God more than the weather of the heart. It learns that love isn't measured by constant felt presence, but by covenant faithfulness. It's not a punishment to live in the dark night. The soul learns to hold on to the promises, even when the feelings are gone. In a Gothic cathedral, the brightest colors are only seen when the interior is relatively dim. Too much external light washes them out. The brilliance of certain spiritual truths becomes apparent only when we take a step back from the brighter, more immediate experiences of God. Suddenly, we can see how grace works, how mercy works, how providence runs under the surface of everyday life. The state of hiddenness isn't the opposite of revelation. It's often what makes deeper revelation possible. In addition to pastoral purposes, if God were always fully visible, always immediately accessible to us in the way we want, it might overwhelm our fragile hearts. There's mercy in the veil. In the same way the Israelites couldn't look directly at the full glory on the mountain without being undone, our divine presence is adjusted based on our strength. Hiddenness protects as much as challenges. The relationship doesn't get too casual or too crushing. This hiddenness has a certain beauty in a Christian Gothic frame. Unfinished arches, half-lit naves, the feeling that something vast and holy is just out of reach, those aren't defects, they're invitations. They keep faith alive. They keep faith from hardening into a set of settled formulas. They leave room for wonder, for holy fear, for the quiet hope that the one who is hidden is also drawing near. The purpose, then, is formative. The veil trains desire, refines trust, reveals deeper structures of grace, protects the soul from what it can't bear, and keeps the relationship alive with living mystery rather than settled possession. It's not the end. The story moves towards a day when we'll see each other in person, but the veil has some work to do in the long middle. So when the silence settles and the felt nearness seems to withdraw, the invitation isn't to despair or to force a return to former intensities. If you want to stay, to keep walking the dim corridors, to keep speaking into the silence, to believe that God who sometimes hides is always the same God who never abandons you. In the shadows, there's a love that's forming us for one day, there won't be any veil. As a result, the question itself becomes a kind of prayer. Does God's hiddenness serve a purpose? Christian Gothic says yes. A purpose is written in the stones of the cathedral, in the way light and darkness work together to make the sacred visible, and in the patient and long work of a God who knows how to shape a soul that will stand in the light one day.